There are a lot more African Americans behind bars than whites, and money is one of the main reasons. Black Lives Matter Blono is raising awareness of how the conditions of bail work against people who don't have a lot of money. In May, Black Lives Matter started a GoFundMe campaign that raised more than $2,500 for the release of Myleria Shane Briggs in time for Mother's Day. The 21-year-old had been jailed since May 1st on charges of burglary, retail theft, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Black Lives Matter now has started a similar campaign to raise bail to release a man for Father's Day. Black Lives Matter Blono leadership table member Olivia Butts tells GLT's John Norton why the advocacy group thinks the money bail system is insidious.
I think when you think about the criminal justice system, Black folks are affected disproportionately, right, in a variety of ways. Black Lives Matter here in Bloomington Normal has talked about the disproportionate amount of arrests, for example, the disproportionate amount of canine searches here for black folks in Bloomington, and that spirals all the way into the criminal justice system and when we think about bail, right? So Black folks are over two times more likely to be arrested, they're two times more likely to be detained pre-trial, and Black men typically have it's around like 30% higher bail charges than their white counterparts. So we're focusing on people who are most affected by pre-charged bail.
So they have a higher bail amount in general, and I would think in general they have a lower access to money as well then, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Resources typically are harder to reach, right? And so something like bail or trying to pay your bail before you're charged, it's really difficult to do.
One of the arguments for keeping bail is that it keeps maybe dangerous people from getting out and maybe re-committing a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think you need to remember that when we're talking about pre-trial mm-hmm. bail, these people are still presumed innocent, right, in our system. So it's not like keeping people in jail is going to make the community safer, right? Because if they had enough money, they would already be out, which makes it sound like you're implying that people with more wealth are less likely to commit a crime when they're out on bail, and that's just not the case.
When you choose someone for this Mother's Day and Father's Day, are you looking at someone who has committed not a serious crime?
We don't focus too much on the crimes.
Because, again, the argument is, boy, there's a dangerous person being held for a good reason. Maybe it's not a good reason to let that person out of jail.
Right. But again, if they had the money, they would already be out of jail. That's what we have to remember, is that when we're talking about pre-trial incarceration, these folks would already be out of jail if they had the money. So we don't really need to think of this as a public safety concern, because it's about wealth, right? And it's about your ability to pay bail. And if you could pay it, you would already be out. So here at Black Lives Matter Bloomington Normal, we're just looking to reunite some families back together for Mother's Day and then again for Father's Day. So that's our goal, is to raise awareness around this issue of money bail and its disproportionate effects on Black folks and poor folks, but also just, yeah, remember that it's not necessarily about safety, right? It's about your ability and your wealth.
Some of the pushback you were getting on social media, I noticed, is, well, instead of focusing on someone who has maybe committed a crime or at least been arrested for a crime, why not get that money to other poor people who haven't committed a crime?
Yeah, and I think it is very interesting, some of the pushback that we get. And I think that's just, we're trying to encourage some of these conversations, right? Money bail, for people who might be commenting on our Facebook posts, money bail might be something they've never thought about before, right? We can give back in different ways. We do choose to give back in different ways. But this is just one campaign that is focused on this one issue of money bail and how it affects Black folks.
So it's one thing to have a campaign and raise awareness and educate people, but to enact real change, mm-hmm. you really need to be within the system, do you not? I mean, you need to be in Springfield. Is Black Lives Matter making those kind of inroads?
Yeah, I think that when you think about money bail, it is a big system. And us bailing out some folks is going to create awareness and do some education on a smaller scale. But ultimately, we would be hoping for the elimination of money bail. And there's a lot of advocacy groups and justice groups working towards that. And so I think kind of our role in all of this is to raise awareness in our community. And then, you know, maybe our community can go out and support folks, politicians, et cetera, who might be interested in looking to reform our bail system.
So would it be incumbent upon even the local chapter of Black Lives Matter to have a relationship with Dan Brady and Jason Berrickman and Bill Brady, even, you know, down in Springfield, because this is where the change is actually going to happen, right?
Yeah, I think not only would it be good for us to kind of raise awareness, but create some relationships, especially with people, just local citizens, right? People who live here, and talk to them about this issue so they can contact their representatives as well.
Where are you at money-wise now for this Father's Day?
We've raised about $500 on our GoFundMe. So we're hoping to raise as much as we can and then identify a father that we can get out at the end of this week.
Well, let's get to alternatives to the bail system. Would a tiered bail system be a better idea or acceptable in that the bail you have is based on your income? So maybe someone who is a doctor would have to pay a $2,000 bail to someone who is making minimum wage. It's a $20 bail or $50 bail or something.
That's a good question. And maybe this is just my opinion, but I think any type of bail system where it's, I mean, I guess that would be a little bit more fair if it was proportionate to the amount of income that you have. But I think wealth shouldn't be that big of an issue.
Black Lives Matter would like to get rid of the bail system, the money system, period?
I would say that there are much better options to be put in place than the current money bail system.
Okay. Can you give me an example of?
I wouldn't say that I'm advocating for one specifically. And like I said, I'm not an expert. But I think when we look at some states like Kentucky or even Washington, D.C. has implemented some other things such as like risk assessments or needs assessments to look at people on a case-by-case basis and think about, okay, what do they need to make it back to their trial? Or what is their risk in this community? And then sometimes they can even be monitored by a certain agency to make sure that they would come back.
So who's making that risk assessment then?
It depends. So one example I've seen before is an independent body that is outside of the justice system that kind of looks at people on a case-by-case basis and then makes that recommendation.
So if a judge is doing it, they vary all over the place as to
yes,
the severity, right?
Exactly. And that's a lot of times why we see black men having such higher bail amounts than their white counterparts.
Olivia Butts is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. She's on the leadership table of Black Lives Matter Blono, and we're talking about the bail system, specifically here in McLean County. Are you specifically looking to bail out a person of color?
I think that the reason that we focus on black folks is because the bail system and the justice system disproportionately affects them, right? And we are Black Lives Matter Blono, so we try to focus on people of color. If we had enough money, we would bail out as many people as we could, right, regardless of race. But in this specific instance, we would prefer we would like to bail out a person of color.
Two parts then to that.
Sure.
Do you set yourself up for criticism by focusing only on a black poor person?
Black Lives Matter Blono focuses on issues that affect people of color. So if another organization in this community wanted to bail someone out, maybe they might focus on women, right? Because that's the group that they focus on. We focus on black folks and people of color. The reason we're taking on this initiative is because the money bail system affects people of color and poor folks specifically. So the criticism that we might be only focusing on black folks, right, that's our goal, is to focus on people who this system unjustly affects. So
you targeted one person because of money limitations for Mother's Day and probably only going to be one for Father's Day because of money limitations. What's the broader goal here?
Other than elimination of money bail and kind of reform to that system, I think it would be really neat to have something like a community bail fund where we could raise money and support different people who maybe the community thinks needs to be out of jail at a certain time. So it could be a fund, right, that people donate to where it's used for people's bail continuously and it kind of rolls back over and people can continuously donate.
Olivia Butts with Black Lives Matter Blono speaking with GLT's John Norton. The GoFundMe campaign to bail out a father on Father's Day can be found on the Facebook page for Black Lives Matter Blono. Butts says the group is still looking for suggestions for a person to bail out on Father's Day.